The latest jobs numbers are out. Employers creating only 69,000 new jobs in May, the fewest in a year. The unemployment rate ticking up a tenth of a percentage point to 8.2%. The Obama campaign cautioned against reading too much into just one monthly report. Mitt Romney called the numbers devastating. And yesterday, he stood at the shuttered Solyndra factory in California and accused President Obama of destroying jobs by making bad investments with taxpayer money. But our next guest says that Romney conveniently overlooks bad job-destroying investments he made at the private equity firm Bain Capital, that investment is a roll of the dice. And this week, the Obama campaign released this ad using Massachusetts officials to decry Romney's record on jobs when he was governor here.
Massachusetts growth stopped. Companies stopped coming. The new jobs were not being created.
We knew that we were losing manufacturing jobs, and he never found any solutions to try and figure out how do we keep them. By the time Mitt Romney left office, we were 47th in the nation in terms of job growth.
But our next guest says, hold on there, Mitt Romney actually grew more jobs than his critics say. But what about Romney's claim last January that President Obama has actually lost jobs, over 500,000 of them? What is true? Glenn Kessler writes the fact checker column for The Washington Post. Glenn, welcome back.
You're welcome.
Start with the Romney claim that during the Obama administration, jobs have been lost. 500 and something thousand jobs have been lost. What's true?
Well, the question is, when do you start the impact of the Obama presidency? What Romney does is he takes the entire month of January 2009, when 800,000 jobs were lost. Even though Obama only became president on January 20th, he essentially gives Obama the blame for all the jobs lost in that month. So right there, just in that one month, that 800,000, you would make up that 500,000 deficit that he talks about.
The Obama campaign claims to have added 4.25 million private sector jobs just over the last 26 months. So what's the net?
Well, with all these figures, it depends when you start the counting. Romney will start the counting as of January 1st, 2009. When Obama talks about positive job growth, he will only count the months when jobs started to be added back, which is essentially middle of 2010. And then when he says private sector jobs, that's because, frankly, since the stimulus money ran out, public employment has really continued to drop as states have laid off teachers and that sort of thing because they couldn't make their budgets. So if you combine public and private employment, you have, for the Obama presidency, you have this negative number that Romney talks about. But if you take out those public employees and you just focus on private sector growth, you're going to have a nice positive number. It's not a great number, but it's certainly a positive number, and that's what Obama likes to talk about.
Well, and we hear Obama supporters also say that it's not fair to count the public jobs lost because many of those are in states where Republican legislators are firing people.
Well, I think they have a bit of a point there. I put together a graphic where I literally looked at whether there was a difference between Republican governors and Democratic governors or Republican governors and Republican legislatures in terms of public employment growth.
Mm-hmm.
The results were kind of mixed, actually. You saw that in general, Democratic governors did not lay off as many public state employees, but they laid off in their states, more local employees were laid off. It was the opposite with the Republicans. Net-net, they were almost exactly the same. And what that points to is that each state has its own individual employment situation. So it's really hard to make, you know, a hard and fast declaration that the Republicans are laying off public employees.
Well, there you go on that. By the way, you mentioned a graph. What do you make of the bikini graph? It's being called, you know, one cup down, one cup up. President Obama's defenders saying that it shows job loss during President Bush, recovery during Obama.
It's definitely plunging bikini. The president did take office in the middle of the worst recession since World War II. And what you, if you look at those numbers at the Bureau of Labor Statistics website, it is stomach-churning. 800,000 jobs lost in January, 750,000 jobs lost in February, another 600,000 jobs lost in March.
Yeah, so let's just stay there for a second, Glenn, because it's worth remembering, you know, now we're rooting for 125,000, 150,000 jobs to be added every month. It's worth remembering what it was like. There were none added. It was all loss. It was this horrible loss.
Right. So you had in the first few months of Obama's presidency, 3 million jobs disappeared. And I don't know. What I've tried to argue is that The way to look at Obama's record is to date the job growth from the end of the recession, June 2009. That gives you about 5 months for his policies to start to take effect. Let's not forget the stimulus was passed in February. That's a pretty good baseline to say, all right, what has this president done? And the record from that period, it's positive job growth, but it's not overwhelming and it's a little weak.
What about claims about Mitt Romney's success in creating jobs? The Obama campaign says no new job growth when Romney was governor. We just heard their ad. The Romney campaign claims that in Romney's 4 years as Massachusetts governor, the number of jobs went up by 61,000.
That's correct. It's not a great record. In fact, I was just playing with a chart I'm creating where I overlay the first 40 months of Obama's presidency with first 40 months of Romney's governorship. And the amazing thing about it is the lines on in terms of job creation are virtually identical because Romney became governor in the midst of a very bad economic period in Massachusetts.
He also inherited a bad economy.
He did.
Just want to ask, though, you agree with the Romney campaign that there were 61,000 jobs added, but the Boston Globe quotes MoodyEconomies.com saying it was only 24,400 jobs.
Okay. Well, I guess the difference may be in terms of the month you start in, whether you start with December or January.
Well, it's the same. As you said, it's the exact same thing you'd say about President Obama's success if you start
exactly.
late. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
What about the car industry? President Obama claims to have saved 1 million jobs when he bailed out the auto industry. The Romney campaign says 100,000 auto industry jobs were lost.
Well, the Obama campaign has a better case there. The million job estimate is actually an estimate that was produced by the Council of Economic Advisers under George W. Bush. And it's based on the fact that not only would General Motors and Chrysler collapse, but all sorts of auto parts suppliers and other companies tied to the success of the auto industry would also fail. The Romney claim of 100,000 job loss, that is based on the period in the first year after Obama became president. Because obviously, in order for those bailouts to be a success, both those companies had to dramatically scale back their dealerships, had to scale back their workforce, they had to shed product lines. So yes, 100,000 jobs or so were lost in that first year. But I looked at the numbers overall since Obama became president. The Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that the number of auto jobs has increased by 50,000 in his presidency.
Okay. Glenn Kessler, he writes the Fact Checker column for The Washington Post. Glenn Kessler, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And after all that, Glenn also says that you really can't parse presidents or governors' jobs, tracks, records because they're part of an economic continuum. But still, we love your thoughts on this at hereandnow.org.